The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
R51551. I'm not that sick. I don't have officially a cold. I'm just not 100%. And it's annoying. It's annoying. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I won't, because I know I get texts about man flu and all that sort of thing. Mary from Kilkenny says, anybody remember Tara chocolates? So yummy. Anybody who know who made these? I think the box had a Tara brooch on the outside, and then there were the Arnie 2 and 2 bars. Unbelievably delicious. Mary from, I think the Arnie bars were made out in Talla, Mary, but I'm sure somebody will fill us in on that at 51551. Now, earlier this year, DCU called for members of the public to share their personal stories of how a teacher transformed their lives and the lives of their communities. Today, the shortlist of 20 teachers was announced, 5 from each province, and in early October, the 4 winners will be announced at a big do out in the Helix in the DCU. Now, none of the teachers knew they were being nominated in advance. I'm joined on the line by one of the nominated teachers who's made the shortlist, Jim Collins. Afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. Congratulations. I'm just telling people, you know this already, you're retired as principal of Inishcaltra National School in Mount Shannon in County Clare. You were nominated by a former pupil, Roisin Bugler. How are you doing, Roisin?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
You don't meet many Buglers.
You don't, although we have a famous, well, he told us we could bump up the relationship, cousin Brendan Bugler, great hurling star for Clare through the years.
Right. And it's always pronounced Bugler, is it, not Bugler?
In East Clare it is. Now, I know when you go down Cork direction, they pronounce it Bugler, but we say Bugler.
Okay. Now, Jim, were you surprised when you got the call that you'd been nominated by Roisin?
I was amazed, Ray. I got the call about 2 weeks ago from someone in DCU, and I thought they were having me on, to be honest with you, first. I just couldn't believe it. I hadn't even heard about the initiative by DCU, so it took me totally by surprise. So a big shock.
When did you retire, Jim?
I retired at the end of January last year in 2018.
Okay.
I had taught in Cabinteely in South County Dublin in Johnstown Road, and then I moved to Mount Shannon in 1979, and it was 44 years in total, 39 years in Mount Shannon.
What type of school is Inishcaltra National School?
Inishcaltra National School is a small primary school, rural, very much a rural school, on the edge of a very small village in northeast Clare. Pupil enrolment at the moment is about 70, and I suppose it changed very little over the years. It increased a little bit, all right, perhaps in the late 90s or early noughties, and went back down to around 70 again. But it's very much a rural school, I suppose. Yeah. Would have changed a lot over the years, Ray, because very much an agricultural area. So it would have been, in the beginning, it would have been a lot of farm families, and many of the pupils would have come from a farming background. Mm. But with the, I suppose, the demise of the farm family, that would be less so now.
Mm. Now, Roisin, tell us about this man, because you had to nominate him, and I suppose the brief was how he changed your life and that of the community.
Yeah, so I was driving to work one morning and I heard the ad on the radio about Teachers Inspire. And as it happened, I had actually started in Inishcaltra National School the same day as Jim back in 1979. And I left 8 years later, and I felt I left with a very well-rounded primary education. And Jim stuck it out for another 39 years in total.
Yeah.
But I think what he gave us was, he inspired us to be creative, and it wasn't all, you know, Irish, English and maths by the book. There was a lot of show and not as much tell, if you know what I mean. And he let us think for ourselves. He had us saving in credit union accounts. We were growing vegetables, and there was a lot of a lot of activities.
So it wasn't just the bare curriculum?
No, absolutely not. And I think that helped us to become, first of all, to think creatively and to become more rounded individuals, and also to teach. There was a lot of respect, I think, for everybody, young and old, in the school.
Do you think we appreciate teachers when we're going through school? It's a sort of hindsight, really, is it?
Absolutely, it is. And I'd like to compliment DCU on bringing this initiative forward, because we're very quick to say what's wrong with society, and not maybe not so quick to say, yes, you had a good influence and I appreciate what you do. And Jim, he's retired, but he's not really retired. He's such a busy man. He contributes so much to our local East Clare community. He's involved in a local radio station, and he just does huge work to bring people together.
We're very lucky in this country with the calibre of teachers we have.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim, do you miss the teaching?
Well, I do miss some aspects of it, Ray, but I suppose getting to the stage where I was, I mean, I retired a year or two before I would have to retire anyway. And we have four grandchildren, so we need, you know, to spend some time with those. And I suppose lots of other things that one likes to do that, you know, you have more time for, I suppose, now. But it's true for Rush, and I am probably busier now in a certain extent than I was when I was teaching. But
were you aware that you're doing it maybe slightly different to other teachers?
I wasn't.
No.
Not at all. I mean, I suppose in you know, you look at what you have and where you are, the context you're teaching in, the surroundings, the people there. I suppose I would always have believed that there's a lot more to education than just their curriculum and the 3 hours. That you try and get people to think, you try and get people to prepare, I suppose, for life as adults, as citizens in the country they're in, and as people in the community that they're in. So for that reason, we, you know, what Roisin mentions there, yeah, we would have been involved, you know, in terms of the local parish and the local area, in terms of sport, in terms of maybe drama, various like art and craft competitions, all that kind of thing, that, you know, we would be involving the children with what was going on in the community.
Community, yeah. What sort of pupil was Roisin?
Oh, I'll have to say this, but she was an excellent girl. Excellent. Very, very good at quizzes.
Very good. Yeah. And Jim introduced you to poetry as well, Roisin. Started a lifelong relationship with poetry.
It did, really. He would have us composing poems. And I think when you're young, you don't have the inhibitions sometimes that you might have when you're older. We just lay into it and did that. And I suppose I didn't really do anything with it for a good number of years. And then 2 years ago, my mother passed away, and she was also loved her poetry. And it really helped me come to terms with that. And I've enjoyed it as an outlet.
Yeah. So both of you are going along to the big do in the Helix on October the 4th. And all the shortlisted teachers will be there, and they're the people who nominated them, and then the winners will be announced. So enjoy that, and congratulations, Jim, on getting to the shortlist, and well done, Roisin, on nominating them.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Good luck. See you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.